In America, salt can be regarded as nothing more than something to flavor a dish or to avoid for dietary reasons. However, for the Japanese, salt has deep meaning and rich history that exceeds its usage as mere commodity. For Motoi Yamamoto, his works of art effectively encompass the symbolic and emotional meaning of salt. He uses this everyday, common substance to create beautifully intricate works of art that can come forth only with incredible imagination and devotion. Yamamoto's inspiration to utilize salt in his artwork came from a personal tragedy. In his college years, he had focused on oil painting, but in 1994, the year his sister died of brain cancer, Yamamoto began working in salt as an effort to memorialize her as well as to heal his grief. Each of Yamamoto's mazes is improvised from start to finish, but they follow one of either two designs, and they directly connect to the memories Yamamoto has of his sister. The linear structured shapes of his labyrinth installations resemble the interconnection of big and monumental memories of his sister. The smaller, organic, bubble-like shapes Yamamoto makes in his later installations represents his interest in trying to remember and collect smaller, trivial memories he has of her. In one interview, Yamamoto says, "Memories seem to change and vanish as time goes by. However, what I sought for was a way in which I could touch a precious moment in my memories that cannot be attainable through pictures or writings." Because his work is very personal, centered on the universal themes of death and memories, many around the world have responded very strongly towards Yamamoto's exhibitions. One of the highlights spectators look forward to is when his installations are dismantled. During the closing ceremony, members of the community are invited to scoop up the salt and carry it in small bags or jars to pour it back into the sea. The public's participation in returning the salt is his way to connect art and people.